بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Dearest children, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Today is Wednesday, 29th July, and the corresponding Islamic date is the 9th of Dhul Hijjah, 1441. Today we will continue learning about the month of Dhul Hijjah. Last week, I mentioned the virtues of the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. We have now completed 8 days and now we are into the final 2 days. The 9th day of Dhul Hijjah is known as the day of Arafah. This is the day when the people who have gone to perform Hajj go to a place known as Arafah. And this is a very special place and a very important part of the Hajj. Let us look at a few actions we can do to help us make the most of this day. The first thing we all need to do is we all need to fast. The reward of fasting on the 9th of Dhul Hijjah is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives the minor sins of the past year and forgives the minor sins of also the coming year. So Allah forgives us in advance. The second thing we need to do is we need to spend as much time worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and doing as many good things as possible. Because we learn from Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu that the 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, they are equal in virtue to 1,000 days. But the 9th of Dhul Hijjah, this is equal in virtue to 10,000 days. That is how special this day is. The third thing we learn is for the people who are in Arafah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala draws very near to them, comes very close. And thereafter Allah says to the angels, that do these servants of mine have any need that they want me to fulfill? Now us not being in Arafah, not doing Hajj, but the world is very small to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we have a lot of hope that through the barakah of those people who are performing Hajj, those people who will be in Arafah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will become attentive towards our prayers as well. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept our prayers too. And the final point is that we need to make sure we do nothing wrong. We should always try to make an effort never to do anything wrong. But on special days such as the days of Ramadan, the days of Dhul Hijjah, and especially the 9th of Dhul Hijjah, we need to be extra cautious when it comes to committing a sin. Another thing which will begin from the Fajr Salah on the 9th of Dhul Hijjah is something known as Takbir-e-Tashriq. Now Takbir-e-Tashriq, the words are Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illa Allahu, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar wa lillahi alhamd. It will be read from the Fajr Salah on the 9th of Dhul Hijjah until the Asr Salah on the 13th of Dhul Hijjah. And this will be read after every single Fard Salah. Men need to read it in a loud voice and the women need to read it silently. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us all to benefit from these very special days. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward us all in abundance. Inshallah, until our next lesson. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.